2 Samuel chapter 19. Joab was told, "The king is weeping and mourning for Absalom." So the victory of that day was turned into mourning for all the people. For the people heard that day, "The king is grieving for his son." That day the troops snuck back into town, as when soldiers are ashamed when they sneak away fleeing in battle. So David covered his face, and the king cried out loud, "O my son Absalom, O Absalom, my son, my son." But Joab came into the house to the king and complained, "Today you have shamed the faces of all your servants who have saved your life and the lives of your sons and your daughters and the lives of your wives and concubines. You seem to love those who hate you and hate those who love you. For you have declared this day that the princes and servants are nothing to you. For today I imagine that if Absalom had lived and we had all died, then you would have been pleased. Now therefore, get up, go out, and congratulate your soldiers. For I swear by the Lord, if you do not go out, not a single man will be left with you by this night. This will be worse for you than all the calamity that has happened to you from your youth until now." So the king got up and sat in the gate. The people were told, "Look, the king is sitting in the gate." And all the people came before the king. Now Israel had all fled to their homes. The people were arguing throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, "The king delivered us out of the hand of our enemies, and he saved us out of the hands of the Philistines. And now he has fled out of the land because of Absalom. Now Absalom, whom we anointed over us, is dead in battle. So now, why do you hesitate to say anything about bringing the king back?" Then King David sent to Zadok and Abiathar the priests, saying, "Speak to the elders of Judah, saying, why are you the last to bring the king back to his palace, especially since all Israel's affirmations have come to the king at his house? You are my brothers. You are my flesh and bone. Why, then, are you the last to bring back the king? Tell Amasa, are you not my flesh and bone? God do so to me, and more also, if you are not made commander of the army from now on in place of Joab." So he won over the hearts of all the men of Judah as one. They sent word to the king, "Return, both you and all your servants." So the king returned and came to the Jordan River. Judah came to Gilgal to go to meet the king and bring him across the Jordan River. Shimei, the son of Gera, the Benjaminite, who was from Bahurim, hurried down with the men of Judah to meet King David. There were 1,000 men of Benjamin with him, and Ziba, the servant of the house of Saul, and Ziba's 15 sons and 20 servants. They quickly crossed through the Jordan River in front of the king. These crossed at the ford to help bring over the king's household and to do whatever he wanted. Then Shimei, the son of Gera, fell down before the king as he was about to cross the Jordan River. He said to the king, "May my lord not hold me guilty or remember the wrong your servant did on the day my lord the king left Jerusalem. Please put it out of the king's mind. For your servant knows that I have sinned. This is why I have come down this day, the first one of all the house of Joseph, to meet my lord the king." But Abishai the son of Zeruiah responded, "Should Shimei not be put to death for this, because he has cursed the Lord's anointed?" But David answered, "What have I to do with you, you sons of Zeruiah, that you should this day be like my enemies? Should any man be put to death today in Israel? For don't I know that I am king today over Israel?" Then the king said to Shimei, "You will not die." The king promised him. Then Mephibosheth, the grandson of Saul, came down to meet the king. He had neither dressed his feet, or trimmed his beard, or washed his clothes from the day the king left until the day he came home in peace. When he came from Jerusalem to meet the king asked him, "Why didn't you go with me, Mephibosheth?" He answered, "My lord, O king, my servant deceived me. Your servant said, 'I will saddle your donkey that you may ride on it and go with the king, for your servant is lame.' But Ziba has slandered your servant to my lord the king. My lord the king is like an angel of God. Therefore, do whatever seems good to you. for all my father's house deserved death before my lord the king. Yet you set your servant among those who eat at your table. What right do I have to ask the king for anything more?" Then the king said to him, "Why speak any more about your issues? I've decided that you and Ziba should divide the field." Then Mephibosheth said to the king, "Let him have all of it. It is enough that my lord the king has come home safely." Then Barzillai, the Gileadite, came down to Rogelim. He crossed the Jordan River with the king to escort him across the river. Now Barzillai was very old. In fact, he was 80. He provided the king with provisions during his stay at Mahanaim, for he was a very wealthy man. The king invited Barzillai, "Come over with me, and I will provide for you while you stay with me in Jerusalem." But Barzillai said to the king, "How many years do I have left to live that I should go up with the king to Jerusalem? I am this day 80 years old. Can I discern between good and bad? Can your servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Can I any longer hear the voices of singing men and women? Why then should your servant be a burden to my lord the king? Your servant will just cross the Jordan River with the king. Why should the king give me such a reward? Let your servant return again so that I may die in my own city, near the grave of my father and mother. But look, here is your servant Kimham. Let him cross over with my lord the king. Do to him whatever seems good to you." Then the king answered, "Kimham will cross over with me, and I will do to him whatever seems good to you. Whatever you want, I will do for you." All the people crossed over the Jordan River, and the king crossed over too. Then the king kissed Barzillai and blessed him. Then he returned to his home. So the king crossed over to Gilgal, and Kimham went with him. All the people of Judah, and also half of the people of Israel, helped bring the king across. Then all the men of Israel came to the king, complaining to him, "Why have our brothers, the men of Judah, stolen you away and brought the king and his household across the Jordan River, and all David's men with him?" And all the men of Judah answered the men of Israel, "Because the king is our close relative. Why then are you angry over this? Have we eaten at all at the king's expense? Has he given us any special gift?" Then the men of Israel answered the men of Judah, "We have 10 shares in the king, and we have more of a claim on David than you do. Why then do you treat us with contempt? Weren't we the first to speak about bringing our king back?" The words of the men of Judah were harsher than the words of the men of Israel.